Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let's focus on Elon Musk now. We talked about Mark Zuckerberg, who is obviously, I think, one of the greatest. And then, of course, Elon Musk is one of the greatest CEOs of all time. Absolutely. As well, from what he's did with PayPal to SpaceX to Tesla. Yep.
Tesla.
But even the greats aren't always successful. He pays $44 billion for a company that nobody thought was worth $44
billion. First mistake.
He took all the verification badges away, which that didn't work out in his favor.
Not the mistake.
Tries to limit tweets, then gets copied in the same week. will this go down in history as one of the greatest fumbles ever?
I believe so. And I'm not saying it to be salacious, but I'm trying to think of some of the acquisitions. Of course, Facebook stole Instagram for $1 billion. I think YouTube was like 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
Like 44 billion is the GDP of some small countries for not even like the fifth most popular social media app. And then also too, like, he got back into buying it by mistake, which was a win for the shareholders at the time. Mm-hmm. So like just speaking out of turn, you have to be backed into like financing and then putting up some of your class A shares to buy a dying product. I think we could all agree that when we wake up, and you guys can put yes in chat in the comments, but no one here thinks about getting on Twitter first. Even this, I see some of the employees at Twitter post on Instagram before they do their own Twitter page, and they work at Twitter. No one loves the environment. The one thing I can say from the people I've talked to at Meta since they have done the layoffs, and it was like there's like some survivors of remorse there in HQ and in the New York office. They are excited to be there now, though, because they feel like some of the restrictions that were on them before have been taken off, and now they get to create freely. And also, too, we can talk about this. When you have a hit that works for you, it's easier to put energy into that hit. Like the Ghana thing gives us life. Like when Keys does a high level conversation, he does something with Billy, that gives it life. Like you guys do something with Steve, or like episode with Simba 85, which is great. It gives you life. So now like the building is energized. It's almost like when Universal has a hit record and the entire building is behind that song. It's been a research, and that's not there in Twitter. So I think this would definitely go down as like one of the top 10 mistakes. If he isn't able to turn this around by 2027, 2028, this would be one of his biggest blunders. But and I always have said, I'm looking forward to see Elon be just extremely focused on Starlink, Tesla, maybe Hyperloop, but you have to have extreme focus to make these projects work, especially when you're doing like multi-billion dollar, like deca-billion businesses that are international. It takes too much work to pull this off for three companies and then having an era of $44 billion while the economy was going down. It was just mistimed.
One of the things you listed that he is great at, creating companies, but one of the things that we forget is that he's one of the greatest marketers as well.
Absolutely. Right?
And like we've seen that with the companies he's created. We've seen that inside the cryptocurrency space. And for this time, it's actually been the inverse. Mm-hmm. Right? His negative talk about Threads has actually catapulted to a success. Right.
Same day after, hater.
Yeah. Right. It's first, I want to fight him. Then it's, I want to challenge him to other things. Then it's the lawsuit. And all that has done has catapulted Threads and Mark Zuckerberg's profile.
And then Zuckerberg got on Twitter after 11 years and started posting.
Exactly. So it's like you've now made this guy like, and now with one of the articles we were talking about, the Wall Street Journal article, how Elon has made Mark Zuckerberg cool again, which is like, interesting, because that I'm sure that's not the intent. You're looking at your business, but you're right, man. Like, stopping the bleeding is one thing. I'm not sure how you do that, but does that now allow you to refocus on the main thing, or one of the main things, which is Tesla, right? So one of the things that he's done is created, hey, I can't be the CEO of this. I can't.
That's smart. He should have let it go a long time ago.
Which is smart, but does that now become, for the next 6 to 12 months, do they become the fall person for the lack of success if that is the case?
What's the difference between Elon Musk and Ye?
What is the difference?
You're asking a question.
What's the difference?
I think the difference is like Kanye got railroaded by Adidas. If we're going to talk about the sneaker, the rug got pulled from underneath him. Elon caused this mistake. Like, I'm trying to think what company right now is worth buying $44 billion. And it's not that many. Twitter isn't one of them. And if we can argue, Twitter hasn't effectively UI, UX been updated probably since, what, 2011, 2012? Like, when's the last time people had a great time on Twitter at scale? Maybe 2013, 2014. The business was never great. Even when it was still publicly traded, like, the shareholders were happy to sell that to him just to get a little bit above break even. I think, if we're going to speak honestly, Twitter being mismanaged is one of the biggest blunders in tech history.
Well, because it is.
Had a lot of fanfare.
Well, when I say what's the difference, like public perception, because
gotcha.
What's the public perception? What's the difference between Elon Musk and Kanye West?
I'm taking this as a rhetorical question because you're going to tell us.
Yes. The difference is that Elon Musk is white, because the things that Elon Musk does, if any other person of any ethnicity did it, especially if he was black, he would not only be ridiculed and laughed at, called mentally ill, he would probably They would try to probably.
Oh yeah, he'd be thrown out.
Take him from take all everything he had from him. Take his company away. Say he's not fit to run a company. But it's just amusement. So when he goes on Twitter and he challenges Mark Zuckerberg to a penis testing contest.
And for those of you who are listening, this is a literal tweet. This isn't.
And no, that's clean. That's the what I just said was the clean version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and this is the second richest person in the world saying this on Twitter. At some point, and it's freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want, but let's think about it. Because, like I said, a variety of different things that Kanye has done or his actions, he has been called mentally ill, and maybe he is. But I've never seen that. I've never seen that same pushback or that same egregious type of vibe for Elon Musk when he continuously. Every day, only person he's up there with Trump as far as the thing that he's said, and he's never apologized for it, and he's never even criticized for it,
nor is asked to.
Something I mean, to think about.
The interesting thing is, like, if nothing else will make him fix this, is this loss from Threads? Nothing. Like my mother always says, like, if you want to hit a person hard, hit them in their pockets. And Zuckerberg has done this. Whatever MMA fight he wanted to do with UFC, Zuck is Johnny Bones Jones right now. First round knockout. You have to go. You can't joke your way out of this. This reminds me a lot of the Drake and Meek Mill situation. Zuckerberg was the underdog. Drake came out swinging. Game, set, match. You have to readjust, especially while we're in an economic decline, because as a result, if Tesla does not continue to do well, the delivery numbers were great, but if the shareholders are not getting the value, Steve Jobs, arguably to me, is like top four CEO all time. When they took over Apple, he came back a better CEO. I would hate for this kind of action and these kind of statements to lead to a potential corporate takeover.
The board of Tesla. The board calling him in for the meeting.
He needs to get focused.